Actually, I'd like to get into something here that is going to help explain a lot about the world. Big, big picture. And I actually heard this from Andy Shechtman of Miles Franklin, who I'm interviewing next week, by the way, for this podcast. And Andy Shechtman had heard it from someone else at one of these financial conferences. But here it is. It's the observation that the BRICS nations, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South America, and related nations, they are the producers of the world. And they have the commodities and the energy. Western nations, i.e. most of Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on, they are the consumers of the world. And they have debt and financial instruments and, you know, rigged inflation numbers and rigged unemployment numbers and so on. In other words, the West, NATO nations in particular, they're in the world of make-believe. Western nations print money. Western nations consume goods. Western nations have become, frankly, weak and pathetic and hyper-privileged and snowflakian. Whereas BRICS nations are more rugged. In BRICS nations, people still know how to make things. BRICS nations are still mining minerals out of the ground. BRICS nations are producing food, too. Not that the U.S. doesn't produce food, but food is a very small part of the total U.S. economy. Most of the U.S. economy is BS. It's financial instruments, it's big pharma, it's fake medicine, you know, fake vaccines. It's all BS. But in the BRICS nations, it's real. They're actually making things. They're growing things. They're mining things. They're exporting things. They're the producers. We in the Western nations, we are the consumers. This relationship, which I would say began in 1971 when Richard Nixon formally recognized communist China, and the globalists had decided then to transfer manufacturing technology to China and to make China the future of the world because their people were much easier to control, and the system of communism was a system under which it's easy to assert control of the populations. So that's why that decision was made. America was essentially forfeit from that day, because they knew eventually the currency would collapse, America would collapse. And since then, America has been subjected to cultural engineering or social engineering to make America weak. And that's the promotion of LGBT, transgenderism, the depiction of all men as useless weaklings in movies and sitcoms and television and so on, and even advertising, right? It's an attack on masculinity. It's the great feminization of a nation, not even feminization, but the weakening. And that's also happened in the UK, which has become a pathetic nation of just largely obedient, pathetic, oh my gosh, paperwork worshipers or something. How do you even describe the UK? But much the same is true in America, and it's just as bad in Canada, if not worse, and New Zealand and Australia and so on. It's pathetic. Western nations no longer have the things that made America great in the first place, things that even built Western civilization, which would be reason, rationality, a work ethic, Christianity, morals, ethics, you know, Christian values in general, strong families, the willingness to work, the willingness to save money. Today, you can't even find anybody that wants to work. They just want to get free handouts. And the population has devolved into, to a large extent, is like demonic-looking, heavily pierced and tattooed lunatics walking around the cities, shooting up with needles and humping each other on the street corners with open prostitution. This is what America has devolved into, but it was all by design. Because America is supposed to be the consumers of the world, not the producers. Well, this relationship between the producers, which are the BRICS nations, and the consumers, which are the Western nations, this relationship works great until there's a disagreement, until there's a problem, or frankly, until the BRICS nations wake up, which is what has happened, and realize, hey, why are we working our tails off in exchange for debt? Like, why are we making actual goods and sending them to America And all that America is sending us in return is central bank debt, treasury bills. What good are treasury bills? We just sent them, you know, 500,000 containers full of computer parts, and they sent us nothing but debt instruments. This doesn't seem like a good deal anymore. That's the realization that has hit. That's why China is no longer going to be part of this. That's why China's moving over to wartime production. There's a world war being planned against the United States. China's done with that model. China is saying to themselves, hey, we don't need to keep giving all our physical materials to the Americans. Why don't we just go take America and take everything they have, their farmland, their minerals, their waterways, their ports, their industry, all of it. Why don't we just take it? There's nothing stopping them. The U.S. military, most of the weapons are being shipped over to Ukraine. And aside from the Navy, the rest of the military has become incredibly pathetic and useless. You know, all the wokeism, it's all about transgenderism and being gay enough now in the military. It's like, can they fight a war? Could they be effective in defending the nation? Not on your life. Not on your life. It's become a joke, a woke joke. So China's like, we could just march in there and take it. Although they would face armed civilians, which would actually be a bigger obstacle than the military. You know, dedicated armed civilians with billions of rounds of ammunition and all the guns that everybody's been storing for the last couple of decades, like socking away AR-15s and 50 cal Barrett guns, you know. China's going to have a hard time with that. But the military, no. They'll defeat the military in no time. And one of the reasons they'll do that is because America can't produce the weapons and the munitions for the military. We've lost the ability for wartime industrial production. We've talked about this before. But America doesn't have the ability to manufacture replacement artillery rounds, replacement missiles, stingers, and anti-tank weapons, and all these systems. America can't make them anymore, or can barely make them. Some artillery rounds, they can only make a few thousand rounds a year. A year, that's it. It would all be gone in about 2 weeks of war, and then it's over. Out of ammo. America can't manufacture like it once did. The victors of the next world war will be those who can manufacture things. It'll be the countries that can make armored cars, rifles, bullets, body armor, boots, belts, bullets, band-aids, everything else that starts with B. And China is the country that can manufacture all that. China's got the manufacturing base of the world. China is to the world today what America was in 1942, let's say, the manufacturing base of the world. But we shipped all that to China, starting with Richard Nixon in 71. But today, America is largely a land of overpaid, overprivileged, overdrugged, pathetic, gender-confused consumers who have no idea how to survive and no idea how to make anything, no willingness to work, not even a work ethic. It's done, folks. It's over. Now, I'm not describing people like you and I. Obviously, we are the exception. There are plenty of people who are exceptions to this in America and in the UK and elsewhere. Kind of people that listen to this podcast, in fact. You're an extraordinary exception. You are someone who prepares. You're someone who is obviously high output, highly productive, and so on. But most people are not that way, and they will fall very, very quickly. The point is, the future of the world doesn't belong to the debt-based nations that are filled with pathetic consumers. The future of the world belongs to the producers and those nations that own the commodities and the energy and those nations that are saying no to transgenderism and LGBT nonsense. And two nations come to mind, China and Russia, just right off the top of my head there. The future belongs to them. Because they will still have families, they have commodities, they have factories they can produce, they have energy, and they haven't allowed their cultures to be destroyed from within. like America has because of liberalism and progressivism and leftism, which, by the way, was always a communist attack. This is something that the old Soviet Union waged against America as a type of warfare. Remember the old lectures from Yuri Bezmianov? He was talking about exactly the Russian or the Soviet plan to destroy America from within. What you're seeing today is the result of that plan from Bezmianov. Yes, he was a defector, and he tried to warn us what was coming. But Democrats and leftists and progressives, they got too much power, and they drove America to this current point of collapse and woke-tardism. And there is no coming back from it, because now the woke culture, the death cult of wokeism, has taken over absolutely everything. The corporations, the military, education, government, media, you name it, everything. Technology. And they are utterly pathetic, utterly unprepared. They don't realize that their lives will be snuffed out in an instant when one of these countries like China or Russia actually decides to occupy and take America. And remember that Alaska used to be owned by Russia. Pretty sure they want it back. What are they doing right now with Crimea and Ukraine? They're taking back land that was once part of, you know, the Soviet Union. Well, they want Alaska as well. They want Alaska. China wants North America. China needs the farmland. China's gearing up for a major attack on America. And there's absolutely nothing that you or I can do to stop it. Western Europe is so woke that, as we covered yesterday, they've got the zoophilia people there who are demanding the right to have sex with animals. Like, that's one of the preoccupations, apparently, of certain Germans. But I'm sure that's true in London, too, come to think of it, in Paris. But they're all concerned about what they want to have sex with, while China and Russia are planning to conquer the world. So yeah, you know, in the UK and France and Germany, you know, you can run around, I don't know, humping forest animals and Volkswagen bugs in parking lots while the ICBMs rain down upon you and destroy the civilization that you once built but have long since abandoned in your stupidity and your desire for acceptance and conformity and obedience. You sacrifice everything, and now you will be exterminated. And that's the sad truth of the matter. It's not an outcome that I wish to see. It's just the outcome that's coming. Same thing's true for the United States, or at least certain parts of it. I don't think they'll destroy Texas, but they've already taken down the west coast of California and the east coast, major cities like Boston, New York City, Seattle and Portland as well, and Chicago. They're gone. They're gone. They will collapse. Los Angeles will collapse. It's on the verge of that right now, every single day. The insanity has run its course, just as planned. And the era of the United States of America as a dominant global empire, that era is coming to a close with a rapid acceleration. We will watch as this nation falls. And to those who say, oh, stop being pessimistic, I would say stop living in denial. Look around you. Go into the city. Take a look around. What do you see? You see people shooting up with drugs right in broad daylight. You see tent cities and shanty towns all over places like Austin, Texas. You're watching the collapse right in front of you. The collapse of the rule of law, the collapse of sanity. Look at what's happening in the news. I mean, look at the complete insanity of the Biden administration bailing out rich, wealthy college graduates by canceling their student loans, which is kind of punishing those who bothered to pay them off, by the way. It's kind of like with the taxes on the American people that will be required to pay off these loans, it's like taxing plumbers to pay off the student loans of doctors and lawyers. It's insane. It's an insane policy, but it's happening. These are the signs of the last days of a dying empire. And America is, as we know it, it's done. As I have predicted and publicly stated, the United States of America as we know it will not exist after the end of 2025. You're watching it, the downfall. It's here. Now, this only underscores the importance, of course, of always being ready for what's coming. And that's the only reason I say this, not to get anybody down, just to help everybody be aware. It doesn't mean that every state in America will fall and collapse, because it won't be that way. Many of the blue cities will collapse, and some of the states may be lost. Who knows? But there will be states that survive this. There will be states that thrive. I think Texas is one of those states, by the way, and Florida's got a good shot at it, too. The red states will do well. Tennessee is a great place to be. And, you know, Utah can do well. Idaho can do well. Wyoming and the Midwest and Arizona's got a shot, too, if they can solve their water problems. But a lot of America will fall. So this is why it's crucial to relocate while you can. This is why people are leaving California like never before. We played the song yesterday, you know, the Babylon Bee song, right? I wish we all could leave California now. They've got another joke that says Texas is rebuilding the border wall using U-Haul trailers from California that keep coming to Texas because everybody's leaving California and headed to a red state. So let that be a reminder to you. Wherever you are, don't be where the collapse is going to get very bad. Be somewhere else as soon as you can. If you're in the city, get out of the city. If you're in a blue state and you can get out, get to a red state. If you're in a blue city in a red state, get out of the blue city, move to a red county in the red state. You see what I mean? In every case, do what you can to get to a red county in a red state, where you can still defend yourself, where you can still grow food, where there's still some sanity, where there's still some churches that are functioning, where you haven't been overrun by LGBT invasion flags everywhere. Get to a red county in a red state and prepare for the collapse, because it's happening now. This winter in particular is going to be devastating for Western Europe. 2023 is going to be devastating for the food supply globally. Gas prices will skyrocket again by the end of this year. Food scarcity will be just off the charts. It's going to get bad. It'll be worse for Western Europe than America at first. But once they collapse the currency, it's over for all of Western civilization. That's when you're going to wish you had more silver. No doubt about that. All right, that's my take on things, folks. I thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this new enhanced format with the interview each night. Going to have a new interview each. I'm recording it each night. You'll hear it every morning. And we'll see where that goes. If you'd like to get ready for what's coming, visit our sponsor, sat123.com, satellite phone store. And back up solar generators, solar panels, you know, the battery storage devices, the EcoFlow. They've also got the Bivy sticks, the two-way satellite-based text messaging technology, so you can communicate off-grid. When the grid goes down and the cell towers don't work, you can still communicate. Those are called Bivy sticks, sat123.com. Check them out. And if it's right for you, if you can afford it and you value it, get some more backup storable food, healthrangerstore.com. We'll have Ranger buckets available end of next week. In the meantime, we've got freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and legumes and all kinds of things available for you. We're coming out with a new formula, too, by the way. We're coming out with a new anthocyanin formula. I'm finalizing that right now. Loaded with freeze-dried, anthocyanin-rich superfruits. That's the whole formula. There's like five or six superfruits that are loaded with anthocyanins, which, of course, are amazing for your cardiovascular health. We'll talk about that later. We're trying to help you get squared away. And remember, everything that's freeze-dried has a long, long, long shelf life, like years. So this is, in my view, this is like natural medicine that we can store for years to come. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support and your prayers. And I offer the same to you. God bless you. for all that you do to support us in our mission here. We're facing an incredible journey together. It's going to be very difficult, but we will make it through together. We'll come out on the other side. But our world is going to be, it's going to have a far lower population by billions of people by the time that day comes. Trust me. We're not going to have 8 billion people left on this planet. We're probably not even going to have 4. It'll be something more like under 2. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.